This podcast contains strong language and adult themes from the outset. Ange, how do you feel that this is our first boner episode? Have you got a boner? I've got a boner.
I've got a massive, massive boner. I think this is probably the biggest boner I've ever had in my life.
In my life. So this is it. This is our coming up. This is our little bonus episode of the Chris Moyles interview.
Shenanigans. Oh, it was bloody great, mate, wasn't it? I loved it.
It was V-Pats.
Yeah.
We had a great time with Moyles, didn't we?
We had a great time with Moyles. We had a great time with Dom.
Pips was there too. So coming up now is our full interview with Ange and I on the Chris Moyles Breakfast Show on Radio X. You can listen to Chris every morning. If you want to go back and hear them talking more about us after we finished our interview, you can also listen on Global Player. So, Mr. Chris Moyles, it's over to you.
Work out who they are and what they do, and it's often painfully, excruciatingly, agonizingly uncomfortable for myself and Dominic. Mm-hmm. We call it Who Are You? Let's play Who Are You? Come on. All right, I will lower the screen down now, and we will see who... who is on the screen. Hello, mystery Who Are You guests.
Morning!
Oh, now there are two of you.
There are two of us.
Oh! Yes. Ooh.
With professional microphones, that's great to see.
We're pros. We are absolute pros.
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you for being on our show.
No probs.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
This is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Now,
Christopher, yes.
Yes.
Do you know?
Well...
Oh, do you?
Yes!
Okay, well...
I don't.
There's two people, and one of them I think I recognise. And so...
Yeah.
And you look similar, so... Okay. Hmm. I'm going to let you start.
Okay.
Because I think you're going to possibly feel more uncomfortable than I am.
Because I generally don't know at the moment. Okay. So, firstly, hello. Morning, Dom. Would it give anything away if I asked your names?
Sure.
Or your first names?
First names.
Okay. So, what are your first names?
I'm Ruth.
Yeah.
I'm Ange.
Ruth and Ange.
Yes.
Now, I don't think Ange's microphone's on.
Oh, no, I don't. I think Ange's a bit quiet, isn't she?
My microphone's always been shit.
Oh, I can't say that!
Apologies. Sorry about that.
The irony, we heard that, Ange!
I'm so sorry about that. That's lovely.
I apologise for the mild swear with that.
Sorry about that.
All right. Dom, let's move on to another question. Today's show is a belter, by the way.
Belter.
Hello there. There's... Good. Are you singers? Do you sing?
No,
you don't.
Although you have got a lovely voice, would you say?
Are you related?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Okay. We're sisters.
We're sisters, yeah.
You're
correct.
Sisters. All right, okay. All right, okay. You're sisters?
Yeah.
There you are, just being sisters.
Dominic, look at me. Do you have any idea at
all? No.
All right, this is
should I?
This is gonna be so much fun.
Have we met before?
Yeah, Dom, you and I have met before, Dom, yes.
I have not met either of you. I am the sort of... I've always been the sort of unknown.
Do you know what?
Ange, have we met?
Yes.
Have we? Oh, God.
Yes.
All right, okay.
Yeah. You and Ange have met.
I don't remember that.
I've met all of you.
Have you?
Met Pippa as well, yes.
Now, Ruth...
Ruth, have you had a drink with Dominic?
Yes, I've had a drink with all of you.
Have you?
Yes!
Right, you don't know, do you?
Did you used to have different coloured hair, Ruth?
Yes.
Okay.
Does that help?
Did we meet in Wales?
Yes, we did!
Okay, fine. So I do... Now, do you have a slightly famous brother?
He's semi-well-known.
Semi-well-known. Is your brother James Corden?
He is!
Right, okay.
Look at you, Dom! I can't believe it!
That's not why you're on.
No, that's not why we're on.
Of course not.
You have a podcast.
Yeah.
We do.
Oh, look, you both said that at the same time. So hold on. Before we get into this, right? So Ruth says that Ange and I have met before, and Ange and I can't remember meeting each other.
James's wedding.
Oh, no one remembers that.
That's where you met.
You're not meant to remember a wedding, are you?
James's wedding. You DJ'd, Chris.
I did, and I was brilliant.
Yeah. You were absolutely sensational.
I don't remember a damn thing. I picked their wedding song.
Oh, did you?
Their first dance, yeah.
Axel F.
What was it? Do you want to know what it was?
Yeah, what was it?
Yeah. Many Love Songs by Tony
Love. That's nice.
Anyway, well, good morning, you two.
Hey. Good morning.
And don't swear, but your mic's definitely not on.
Well, that's really... Right, get it
off.
You have to share.
Yeah,
share with
you.
That's it.
So, Ruth and Ange do a podcast together.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Called Finding the Funny.
Yeah.
Correct, yes.
How long have you done the podcast now?
So we started it as a lockdown project, but we were really naive in the early days. We didn't have mics. I edited it. It was terrible. My first few episodes were very period and chocolate bar chat heavy, which was what one original listener said to us. But I just say it sort of came out of us FaceTiming in lockdown and trying to just bring each other a bit of joy.
Yeah.
So we decided on the 16th of June that the stuff that we talk about, which is really lowbrow, very silly, not like anyone can listen. It's for everyone, really. And we just decided that other people might find that funny too. So we thought, I'll tell you what, let's just make a podcast. So it's a really successful professional podcasters out there. We're really sorry.
Look, that's half the fun of podcasts. Is...
Of course, exactly. Yeah. And we got 37 downloads on our first episode that we put out.
Oh, well done.
I know, but we're almost at 500,000 listens. And just
wow,
over,
so, brilliant.
We feel quite proud of ourselves for that. Yeah. So, yeah, it's very silly, a bit stupid.
In all honesty, you should be really proud of it, because as you just said, you have no idea what you're doing when you first did your first podcast, and now you're looking at 500,000 people tuning in, which is brilliant. Well done. And then now I can see you've got one working microphone, which is great.
Correct.
Which picks up all the swear words.
It does. Yeah. I am so sorry.
Yeah.
Because you don't swear in real life.
We've had a bit of a stressful warning, guys, with the Zoom.
You should have
said.
Also, I should just let you know that actually, although Ruth is Ruth, I actually call her Patty.
Yeah, weird.
Which is, you know, so let's start calling her Patty.
All right, Patty, sure.
But you should have said, Patty was in a mega stress.
Oh, I lost it this morning.
She was like, honestly, she needs to chill out.
Yeah, me and Jamie are very similar in that vein.
I tell you what, Tom, you've got to say one thing about the Cordons. They're not backward in coming forward, are they? They're not trampled by self doubt, that family, are they? I love this. I love the fact that your brother has got a worldwide smash hit television series with millions and millions and millions of people watching and seeing and viewing and YouTube and everything. And you start your very first podcast, you didn't even have a microphone. And that's just lovely.
That's how we roll.
And I edited it, which, you know, I was just like, oh, yeah, I can figure out how to edit. I mean, the edit is terrible in the early days.
Yeah.
then we got picked up by Warner Brothers, which is amazing.
Wow.
They now produce an editor, which is incredible.
We've literally gone from zero to, like, having some really professional people.
Because those Warner Brothers people, they're good at editing, aren't they?
Yeah, they're all right.
Yeah.
So it's been a roller coaster of a year for both of us.
Yeah.
So you do it every week?
Every week. So there's a new episode that goes out every Wednesday, 8 PM. It's between half an hour and 45 minutes long, and it's just really silly. It's a really silly podcast.
Good, but silly podcasts are good. So this is called it's called Finding the Funny with Patty and Ange. It's actually called with Ruth and Ange.
With Ruth and Ange. Yeah. It's Patty,
AKA Patty. Yeah. She's more of a Patty than a Ruth.
Do I ask why Patty or not?
To be honest, Chris, I don't really know. Ruth has had numerous nicknames over the years.
I bet she has.
She has, yeah. Some of them are quite horrific.
Are they?
But Patty just, it kind of came about a few years ago, wasn't it? Patty, and so yeah, she's just become Patty now. So yeah.
Rudy and Gavin and Stacey is one of my nicknames.
The what?
Rudy and Gavin and Stacey, that is, she's named after me.
Oh, really? Oh, I see.
Yeah, because Rudy was like my original nickname, really. And Rudy and Gavin and Stacey is called Ruth. So
do you get royalties? Like, do you get royalties for that?
Do I, heck?
So do you know, I'm so gutted that you remembered.
I did remember Ruth.
Yeah, because as soon as you were like, I don't know who it is, I'm like, this is brilliant. We all got drunk together.
We did. I'm sure you used to have blonde hair, Ruth.
I did, short blonde hair, didn't you? We're in a YouTube video together. I don't know. Oh, no, maybe it's you and Chris, me and Chris, actually. Chris is talking to the camera and I walk on and stare at you, Chris, and then walk off behind you.
Oh, that's right. I think it was you two did that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris doesn't remember that.
What was that?
Chris doesn't remember that. James and I came on your other breakfast show.
That's it, in Cardiff, wasn't it?
We want everyone to listen to Radio X, of course.
Of course, yeah.
But we came on your other popular breakfast show.
That's right.
That's it.
No, I remember.
Guys, can we just say that, you know, I am very excluded from this conversation.
That's fine.
I wasn't in Cardiff.
No.
I wasn't getting drunk.
Yeah, but you
didn't.
But you did meet me at James's wedding, which neither you or I remember.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Do you know what, Ange? I've got a couple of cracking stories from that I can never, ever, ever tell on the air.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And do you know what? And judging by the way you're both laughing, I think you might know one of those stories.
Yeah. We've got a question for you, though, Chris and Don. We've actually got a prepared question for you.
Okay.
And that is, will you both come on our podcast as guests together?
I won't, but Dominic might be.
Why? Chris, why not?
I don't get asked to do as many things as Chris does, so I'm going to say yes.
Yes, Dom!
There you go. Well done,
Dom. Thank you, Dom. Chris, why is the answer no from you?
I just can't be bothered.
Yeah, I get that. I can understand that.
By the way, do you love that reaction? I just goes, oh, Chris, and Ruth goes... Yeah, no, I get it. Other way round. I said, oh, Chris, Ange gets it. I get it. Ange gets it. I make Patty angry, Chris. Do you know what? Yes, I'll do. Yay! There we go. We've got this recorded. We've got evidence.
Absolutely. Legally binding.
To be fair, can't you just use this? Can't you just put this in? No, we need you on for a full 40 minutes. We want you to come on and try and make a video. Am I allowed to use mild swearing?
You can swear as much as you want.
Well, I can hear that.
Can.
A man's
you can bring all the F's and Jeffs you like. And Jeffs all over the place. Hence the earlier faux pas.
Oh, my Lord. Right. Well, this is... What a whirlwind this is. Oh, do you know what? This could have been so uncomfortable for you, Dom, for a good 10 minutes.
No, I've got a good memory for faces.
You do. Yeah, we did a karaoke night or a... We did a live show in Cardiff.
That's it.
It was a karaoke night and we all took to the mic for different songs and then we went back to the hotel.
We had a few drinks, didn't we?
And then made those YouTube videos. And then James and I, we all had hangovers the next day and we all came on your other breakfast show. And it was huge fun.
It was fun. It was good.
That was a great night. It's one of my favourite nights.
My biggest memory of that night, in fact, really, my only strongest memory is... Not being on stage, not being in the back of the hotel, but being out the back of the venue in a crappy car park. And we're all out there having a drink and having a smoke. And I just remember Ruth being so friendly and happy and lovable. And we're like, she's way more nicer than James.
Oh, yeah. Lots of people say that.
Lots
of people meet all of us and go, oh, Ruth's the best of the three.
How are your folks? How's the family?
They're really good. We're really fortunate with the family that we have. That's one of the things I think that all three of us would say that we're really fortunate with is the kind of sibling relationship that we have and, you know, the way we all get on and stuff. So, everyone is well.
We are all good. Thank you.
Well, listen, Finding the Funny with Ruth and Ange, it's a podcast that's out every week. You can get it wherever you get your podcast from. You can get it on the Global Player app and the podcast button and all of that. And well done and lovely to talk to you. Lovely to see
you both.
Thank you so much.
We'll get
our people to get in touch with your people.
Yeah, you get Warner Brothers to give us a buzz.
To get both of you on.
Get your Warner Brothers people to speak to our Universal people.
That's it.
We'll get it sorted.
And I'll get my mic working.
Yeah.
Yay.
Although it picks up those swear words perfectly. Lovely to see you both. Thank you for
so much for having us.
Nice to see you.
Bye, guys. Bye. There you go.